The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
Cloaked in secrecy, they show up without warning. State their business, then vanish as quickly as they appear.
Are you ready for the sex girls?
Not that I believe in it, but I can see that. But these guys are dumb.
Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting unknown.
What's up, guys? Thank you. Holy shit. Thanks for packing the place out, guys. Thanks for coming to the High Plains Comedy Festival, Boogie Monster Live. We've got a great show lined up for you. Some wonderful guests, guys. Give yourselves a round of applause for showing up. We can't thank you enough, seriously. We're so surprised that anybody gives a shit about this stupid podcast.
This is going to go the same way the regular show goes. Unplanned and clunky. Because that's the quality you know. That's the quality you deserve.
Oh, we started. Okay.
Thank you so much, everybody, for coming out to this in the daytime. That's awesome. Thank you very much for being here. High Plains Comedy Festival, best comedy festival going. Now that the one in Portland's gone, this is the best festival that you can come to. And we're doing it in the day in rough shape.
Oh, is this? Oh, my mic works. Sorry. All right.
What are you just now trying to figure out the Wi-Fi in here?
Yeah, I got it.
You didn't do that before?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming out. How you doing, Kyle? Yeah.
Getting back at it.
Oh, yeah? What does that mean?
I did a lot of stuff last night.
What'd you do? Did you do some illegal drugs?
I mean, you could phrase it differently.
Uh-huh. Did you expand your mind?
I did stuff that made porta potties terrifying and fascinating at the same time.
Gross.
I was like, ooh. This weird blue rocket ship smells funny.
I love that they have a porta potty just out on the corner. That's great. Where was that when I lived in a van? Just public porta potties. I used to have to break into construction sites. So, did you get in there?
Yeah, I went in there.
Yeah? What happened last night, Kyle?
Drugs.
Drugs. What kind of drugs did you do?
I did mushrooms.
Mushrooms? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other stuff. It was good because I think everybody was on mushrooms, so it wasn't like one person getting weird. It was just everybody with big pupils going, the trees look pretty. Like, all right, man, we're all cool. We're all good.
Oh, so you weren't joking when you sent me that text at 1:03 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, what did I send you?
1:03 in the morning, you said, should we go squatching right now? I'm tripping, but we could get the recorder.
I thought we'd have a great episode.
Yeah. And I said, ha, 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 I just got back to the hotel. Fuck that, let's roll. And I said, you're going to go squatching in downtown Denver? Nah, man, our MM. And then I said, MM, question mark. What's MM?
I think I just gave up texting.
Okay.
I think I was like one of those things where you're looking at your phone, you're like, this is gross. And I just stopped. I was like, I don't know what I was trying to text you.
Well,
I assume because you weren't drinking yesterday, so I was like.
Not anymore. I'm good. I was off it for like 2 weeks, 14 days, and today's my cheat day. like Monday, Wednesday, Friday's not my cheat day. But are those your leftovers? Oh, yeah, I brought leftovers. I went to AJ's Pit Smoke Barbecue, and I got one rib left, and I didn't want it to go to waste. Who wants it? Come get it.
Come.
There's a rib.
Call that.
That's a pork spare rib. That's not the beef rib.
Call that the Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one rib. There you take it.
Yeah.
It's one rib. I get it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, hey, man.
What else going on, buddy? So you did mushrooms last night.
I did them last night. I did them a couple days ago.
Oh,
I did,
really?
I've been off the grid. I've been in the desert for a few days.
Where'd you go?
Just doing stuff you're supposed to do in the desert. I was in Moab, Utah.
Ooh.
Beautiful. The whole thing just looks like a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Uh-huh. That's where they have the arches.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I was over there, and I was making a joke about this, but like I did mushrooms in the desert thinking like, oh, let me get the most, like that's where you're supposed to do them and have some epiphany. And the best I got out of it, I was like, They better figure out how you could piss in electric cars. Otherwise, that range is a waste. That was my big epiphany on mushrooms. Is that if you can't pee in an electric car, what's the point of having it be able to go so many miles?
Yeah.
Because you still got to pull over to go pee.
That is a great point, Kyle.
And It's not. And I'm like, maybe I'm losing my joy in this world. Like, maybe mushrooms aren't open the doors to perception anymore. And I'm just like, look, come on, Elon Musk. Tell me I can't shit in one of these things yet.
Well, I thought about that. Remember when I was in the van? I thought about having like a built-in funnel in the bottom that I could pee in. You know, like it just goes right into. All right, whatever. There's a lot of groans on that one. Yeah, who amongst us hasn't shit in a bucket on a daily basis? Don't act like you haven't been there. Now that would be nice if you could. That would be nice if you could piss and shit in a Tesla.
You just wanted to poop out the bottom of your van.
No, I didn't want to poop it. I just piss funnel.
Just move parking spots.
A piss funnel. No, they just think it's fucking, you know, antifreeze or something.
Yeah.
Just a little puddle underneath. No one's the wiser.
You're an animal, man.
Yeah. It's all right, man.
No, but it was good. I went out, did bike riding, did, you know, creeping around the desert. Been here in the wonderful city of Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
Had a good old time, and this festival's been great. I had my two shows already, so this is the last hurrah for me here. And it's been good. How have your shows been, Dave?
Oh, man, I've been having a good time. Tonight I'm at the Lucha Libre show.
Okay.
I'm closing a wrestling comedy show, so that should be fun.
Are you going to wrestle?
I hope so. I know I'm a little out of shape, but I can still put somebody in a Boston Crab. Fucking Camel Clutch, Boston Crab.
Is that Boston Crab's real move?
That's a real move. Yeah.
Why don't you tell me?
All right. Pretend you're laying on your stomach, all right? I stand over you facing the other way. I'm facing that way, and I grab your legs, and I pull them up.
That's it?
And I torque. It's all about the torque, Kyle.
Oh, it's on the back.
And according to the television, you're supposed to, you'll be in agonizing pain. Do you want to do a Boston Crab? Camel Clutch is very similar. You want to do a Boston Crab? It usually starts with some sort of...
It doesn't make it to the recording if you don't use the microphone, Dave.
It usually starts with some sort of blow, so...
I started with some blow last night, too.
Ow!
Oh!
Here we go.
Oh, that...
That's it.
That's...
now the camel clutch.
What is that? What's...
That's the camel clutch right there.
That actually felt all right.
Yeah. There you go. You don't get that in another podcast. Did I go too far? You all right?
Purely visual humor.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good. Oh, man. I'm already winded. I think it's the altitude. It's not the extra 100 pounds I'm carrying around.
That was sexy, Dave.
That's pretty good.
That was the most affection we've shown each other.
I got all kind of moves. I'll get you in a figure four later. When I was a kid, I loved wrestling, but I could never master the figure four. And I would get the wrestling magazines, and I would lay them out, and I would like get my brother, and I would try to like maneuver. And I was like, does that hurt? And he's like, no. And then I'd try something. Does that hurt? No. And then I'd just punch him in the mouth.
That was good on the back.
Yeah, it stretch you out.
Yeah.
We should wrestle more. Just buddy wrestling.
Okay, well, no, because I'm scared of you inherently. Uh-huh. Like, you physically don't feel pain.
Yeah.
We were on a trip. It was me, him, and Ryan Singer, and we all got a magical trip to Hawaii one time.
Yeah.
Because Dave was in a documentary about weight loss that clearly was never released. And we were all in a hotel room, and you're just like, I don't feel pain. And we're like, that can't be true. And then, so I tried to give you an Indian burn, and you're like, I love it.
I do like an Indian burn. If anybody wants to give me an Indian, I don't know if that's PC, but if anybody wants to twist my wrist later, we could do that.
And then that didn't work, so Ryan just kicked you in the nuts.
Kicked me in the nuts, bad.
And then you threw us both at the same time over a bed.
Yeah.
And then picked up the mattress and threw it on top
of
us.
Yeah, we Van Halen that place.
Yeah, I'm not going to... I don't want to cross paths with you in anger.
Do you remember what happened after that?
What? No.
I'm not making this up. After I got through pretend beating Ryan and Kyle, something got triggered in you, and you decided to take your dick out and rub it all over everything I had carried with on that trip.
Oh yeah, that's how I fight back.
He wrapped my earbuds around his dong.
I did.
And like, ha ha.
Like the aboriginal weapon thing with the strings and the, I did that, but with his earbuds on my dick.
My toiletry bag, my backpack.
I win.
Nah, we have fun.
I fight real dirty.
We have fun, man.
Yeah. I conveniently forgot about that part of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
take this.
You showed me more ways than one.
I mean, I don't know what you rubbed your shit on when you stayed at my apartment, so.
I was very respectful.
You weren't. You would always have sex on the couch. You're like, I don't
know. You accused me of having sex in your bed.
Because I found an earring in my bed, which I'm glad I found it and not my girlfriend.
The lady slept in the bed. I slept on the couch.
That was Dave's story, because I get back from a long road trip. But Dave was in the van. He would stay at my place. And so I was gone for like 3 weeks. I get back, and I find an earring in my bed. I'm like, hey, man, I told you, it's cool to use the bed. You know, he's like, all right, I'll be honest. The lady slept in the bed, but we only fucked on the couch. I'm like... That's like way worse. You can't wash a couch, man. You can wash sheets. You can't.
Yeah, that's a good point. In my mind, the couch was less intimate. You know, it's not where you sleep every night.
It was for me though. Well, yeah. I fall asleep watching TV.
I didn't think ahead.
Big old pillow full of Dave Stone butt sweat.
So did you shred it up in Moab, buddy?
I rode a trail called the Whole Enchilada. It was 34 miles.
34 miles?
I'm still congratulating myself by partying all weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a rad dude. As you guys know, I'm a pretty rad dude.
He shreds.
And I did that, and it was great. What about you? You were in Fort Collins? You were camping? You were sitting in the woods?
I was camping for 5 days. Does anybody know, what's the name of the place? Bellevue, Colorado? Bellevue and Rustic.
Couple, two, three.
Roosevelt National Forest. I did a campground show up there on Saturday, and then I had a few days off, and they were like, you can just stay in the campground if you want. And these were like permanent campers, like the people like lived there, and I'm not shitting on them, like I lived in a van. But we were like an hour from Fort Collins, so we're literally an hour from the nearest grocery store. And when you're in a place like that like groceries take on a whole new value, like the same way they might in prison. And like all week you would just hear weird things like, dude, Josh has got 2 bags of tater tots over in his fifth wheel camper. And so it was a lot of just tater tots and hot dogs and campfires. It was great though. I went swimming in a 30 degree river. Yeah. Just like Polar Bear Club.
Swimsuit or just nude?
No, swimsuit and everything else. Just letting it flow.
Wait, so what do you mean? I had clothes?
I took everything else off, but I had a swimsuit. I had trunks. Okay. But literally 30 degree. I mean, I didn't have a thermostat, but the guy.
Yeah, because that would be frozen.
It was about 33 degrees. And it was cold as shit. And dude, I saw a moose. Fucking saw a moose. I love Colorado. I ate some fucking cheek meat tacos over at El Taco Mexicano, and I saw a moose. It's been a great trip.
Well, you locked it down.
Yeah.
You locked it down. We had good weeks. We're not fighting with our girlfriends right now.
No, exactly. All good on the home front. You know what I did Thursday night?
No.
I had a headache after my show, so I didn't get to hang out and party. So I went back to the hotel, and then I was bored because it was an early night. I went to, what's the park where the state capital's at? What do you call that? Oh, okay,
State
yeah.
Capitol
I went over
Park.
There. Went to that park. There was a concert. There was some band playing, and I listened to the band. Weren't my cup of tea, but they had like a fucking laser show. They had like a huge like Pink Floyd laser show, and all the lasers are going up against the Capitol building. And in that huge park, like I said, I give the band a chance, but it wasn't my cup of tea. But it was after midnight, and the new Sturgill Simpson record had just come out. So I sat there on a park bench, high as shit, with the new Sturgill in my earbuds, watching this laser show, and it fucking synced up. That's and it was amazing. It was awesome. I just sat there for like an hour watching this laser show, listening to the new Sturgill in my earbuds, and
that's
had a blast.
That's a good hack. Oh. Like, I just want the laser show. I don't need the music.
Dude, yeah, it was great.
Like, when laser shows were, like, big in the... like the early 80s, my grandmother would take us to Triton Junior College in Melrose Park, and they'd be like, oh, there's a laser show, and kids like lasers. And I just remember not knowing why so many teenagers were there.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, don't you have anything better to do? This is what I'm doing with my grandma, you bunch of losers. And they were just all just stoned as shit watching a laser show. I'm like, I've never seen teenagers be so quiet before. This is me, my grandmother, in a theater full of stoned teenagers watching lasers. Laser shows, but I think we should do more. We should add more lasers to the podcast.
That's true. That's true. You had some fireworks last night at your show. Was anybody at a show last night right here?
Oh yeah.
Somebody barfed in the front row.
It was like three rows back.
Three rows deep. Somebody barfed like big time.
I mean, everybody else was more surprised than I was.
Yeah. The Canadiacs know how to party.
The Canadiacs. Chuck some biscuits once in a while. And I can't get mad at it. I've been in a position where I'm like, uh-oh, nothing's lining up.
I was talking to Zach, the stage manager, today, and he said that the guy who barfed was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm really not that drunk. I'm just kind of sick. Yeah. That's even funnier that he wasn't drunk.
Well, he did, like, as far as if you got a barf in public and you didn't make it to the restroom, he did, like, pointed his head down. It wasn't like the drunk kind of like, I'm fine. Blah! Like, he pointed down. There was a gal in front of him with a white jacket, and she avoided any splashdown, so it was all right.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah,
man,
we're doing this alcoholic Gallagher show every night.
Oh, buddy. Well, it's good to see you, man. It's fun to be here in Colorado. I think we should wrap it up.
Is the show over?
Thanks for coming out, everybody. Now let's bring out some guests.
Yeah, we got guests.
Guys, we got a hell of a lineup tonight. Let's bring out, once again, Sam Talent. Yeah. Amy Miller. Yeah. Chris Garcia. Yeah. Say hello to our lovely guest. Y'all just pick a chair. It doesn't matter which one. Where's Chris? There he is.
Hello.
Thank you. We offered no credits whatsoever for any of you.
Oh, they know who you are.
Nobody even knows if you're comedians or not.
These are just people we met. What's going on, guys and gals?
Got the overalls on.
I like it.
Want to make Dave comfortable.
Yeah. I like the overalls.
I knew I was doing a Hayseed podcast. So.
Sam's the one that used to rock the overalls. How come you don't do that anymore?
Because Dickies quit sponsoring me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes
Ooh.
Sense.
I was sponsored by Bulwark brand, fire-resistant coveralls, the kind the pros wear. And Dickies bought them, and then the packages quit coming.
You were sponsored by overalls?
Dickies brand.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so red. I thought you were joking.
No, I don't really joke. Thank you.
You look great. It is a joke about overalls.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Chris, you look nice too, Chris. I don't want you to feel less,
guys.
Who are you sponsored by, Chris?
I don't know, but I just burped into the mic in solidarity with
Oh, no. That's fine. We appreciate that. It's frowned upon if you don't.
Chris is sponsored by the Los Angeles Dodgers, I'm pretty sure, based on your wardrobe. Not right now, but usually.
I was like, ooh, that's racist.
Yeah, I was like, jeez. Wow.
Don't your people usually get a face tattoo or something? Yeah. I don't know.
Let me see the teardrop, Garcia.
I don't want to be on SNL because they already have a fat lady. And we all know you can't have more than one fat lady.
Oh, Jesus.
We're safe. There's no Asian people on this show. We'll be all right.
Oh, we're in Colorado.
We have a vivid Asian community on Federal.
Oh, so they can only live on one street. Yeah. Okay, Sam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. They like it up there.
It's good to keep them all in one place.
Yeah. Well, this is going great so far.
Yeah, no.
We're 3 minutes in, dude.
We're all fired. from nothing anyway. But Chris, you have the most. You're on NPR. You're like a real part of the world now.
I'm gonna be.
Yeah, you got a nice story about your pop.
Yeah,
that you told for
comes out next month.
Hilarious. Really? Hilarious.
Yeah, I've got
story.
A new thing about my dying dad, guys. Make some noise.
Yeah, you're really
spoiler alert.
A family member. Hell yeah.
He died.
You're milking that dying dad thing for all it's worth. That's
He's
where the money
have
is.
Something, yeah. You know?
That's where the money is. Public radio dead dad stuff. Chase the money. That's what I say.
I know. I got both my parents. I'm running out of material.
I remember I called you one time because I had started to do a bit about my grandpa's Alzheimer's. And I called you and like told you all this like really heavy shit. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I barely know this dude. I just know he has one joke about his dad's Alzheimer's. And then
I was like, cool story about your grandpa.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I changed it from a Latino guy to a Polack, and it all worked out.
That's good. They need more jokes.
I feel like you've probably gotten more than one of those phone calls.
Yeah, I get a lot.
People are like, Alzheimer's. You know who you should call?
I got a guy.
I got a guy.
Garcia loves chatting it up. Yeah. Well, how has your festival been, gang? Do you have all good times?
Good. We were all bad boys last night.
I've been misbehaving.
Bad.
We all been
misbehaving. are you guys watching that show? It's
running
so
through
good.
The house with a pickle in my mouth.
Misbehaving.
What show is that? Yeah. What is that? 9 to 5?
What's the name? Gemstones.
The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So good.
It's the one I ranted about the other day.
Oh, okay.
I like it. I'm over Kenny McBride, but everything else I like. Other than I love John Goodman, but goddamn, that's a terrible Southern accent. So.
Oh,
sounds like fucking Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, that's what you guys sound like.
No, it's not. You don't appreciate the subtle nuance.
Yeah, you sound
y'all
like
just can't nail that Southern accent real well. We don't all sound all dumb as shit like this all the time.
He sounds like a fucking poser.
All I hear is honks and whistles right now. Yeah, it's good. We all made bad choices.
What'd y'all get
last
into last night?
About a quarter of mushrooms.
Really?
Yeah.
And some other drugs.
Mm-hmm. Some weird purple Molly was going around.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was like fun. You go, thanks for whoever supplied it. I did some fentanyl just to see what the hype was.
Took a great nap.
I did, yeah. Thanks for flipping me over onto my belly.
Did you really do fentanyl?
No, dude.
No.
I don't know.
You just died.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that was what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Like, not that we know off? Of, but yeah. We might have.
Yeah, Dave, I'm a ghost.
Yeah. Once you get to that yes part of the night, you don't know what's coming through.
I know. Yeah.
I was looking people in the eye, like, way too much. It was, like, intimate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I told Brian Cook he was a nice guy.
Whoa, you were fucked up.
That's how many drugs I was
that's
on.
That's good, Mom.
How did he respond? Probably in a really nice way.
Told me to go fuck myself.
You were in that porta potty and Carmel tried to tip it over. That was pretty good.
Is that what was going on?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought I found the portal.
No, you were getting bullied by a behemoth. That's all.
Well, because then I tripped inside of it. And everybody was like, uh-oh, you all right, man?
Yeah.
I fell inside just of my own accord.
I caught you staring at a bunch of posters. There's like posters for sale at Mutiny, and they're all lined up. And you're staring at a poster frame with no poster inside. For like 5 minutes. You're not
Hey, man, art's in the eye of the beholder, dude.
Oh, I caught you chugging a beer, and all of it came back out. It was like the first time you had done it.
These stories can't all be true. I'm not every
night.
Guy at a party.
Those poor books.
You had a tiger cub for a little while last night. You're just walking around letting people pet it.
Sam, what are you drinking?
I'm having a Michelada.
That's good stuff.
Oh.
That's
good stuff.
There's y'all call it. What are them red beers? Yeah.
Mexican beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a Mexican Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. Thank you.
I thought it was fruit punch. I got excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing soothes a hangover like Hawaiian punch. Especially the big can you have to open up like oil.
I thought those
Remember
were...
that when you had to open a drink up the same way you did motor oil?
I thought they were healthy because they were Hawaiian.
Yeah.
So I'd like pound those in like ginger ale and be like, I'm going to live forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned science about pressure because you had to put two holes in the top.
Yes.
You know those thin, healthy island people. Yeah.
You're not getting SNL.
I was going to say, figure about 0 for 3 on the race comments right now, Amy.
You put on one pair of overalls. That's why I had to quit saying it, you know? I had to take them off because I was saying it too much.
So many pockets to keep reminders. Don't say the N-word. Yeah.
That was the first 6 months of this podcast, the notes you kept giving me. Don't do the Chinese voice and don't say the N-word. Okay.
You just love rolling into accents.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones, or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
Let's get into some boogie shit. Sam, you were telling me about...
Yeah, let's bail on this quick.
Let's not talk about that. No, Sam, you were telling me about a haunted crossbow.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
All you said.
Yeah.
I was like, Sam, what do you want to talk about? Haunted crossbow.
Yeah.
That's all he told me.
So I was going to talk about like my farm. I grew up in this farmhouse in Elizabeth, Colorado. Huh?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right. Home of the Cardinals. That's right. Elbert County.
I've been once.
You have?
Oh, yeah. I went out with David. I wasn't sure if I was ever going to come back.
Yeah.
I felt
That's
very
how David
at
felt
home.
Every time. Yeah. David Bohr, he's black. So.
What do you got on that, Amy?
As the night.
Damn. yeah, so no, there's this crossbow. I was doing a show in Moorhead, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comedy hotbed.
Yeah. Funny business. Great yeah. booking. Thanks, uh-huh. Yoder.
Yeah.
And don't laugh like you know what we're talking about. All right. Chastise the crowd. That's good. Very good. So I did this show, and I was we had a hotel room, me and my buddy Donnie, but the hotel we were booked at had black mold, and the booker was like, well, you had a hotel room, so you can sleep there, or I don't know what to tell you. So we were like, fuck, we're not sleeping in the black mold hole. So... We asked on stage, I did the classic, hey, I need a place to crash. And this very bald man. not the fun bald, you know? Like the on purpose bald. Yeah. He liked to do 14 push-ups 88 times. So he was like, yeah, you can crash with me. And I was like, sick, thank you. So me and Donnie went back, and he had this like huge like $400,000 RV. He's like, you guys can crash in here. And we're like, oh cool, thank you. And then it just winds like, you know, he fucking takes his shirt off and he's got the fucking eagle, you know, the SS. He's,
what is that, Super Sport? You big Camaro fan?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love muscle cars. Hell yeah, this guy's rad.
He hated people who owned Camaros, for sure. So he's, you know, your classic Minnesota bigot. And he was very nice. He cooked us some venison steaks, which was cool. He gave us some Percocet, and he had a fucking keg of Coors Light, and he was like, guys, go crazy, guys. And then throughout the night, we're chilling or whatever, and he pulls out this crossbow. Which, you know, just another night in Minnesota. And he dumps out this crossbow, and he's like, this is a haunted crossbow, and I use it to hunt pedophiles. So, yeah. So I was like, All right, you're not all bad, you know?
Did you just try to... Do you just try to change the channel because you're like, this movie doesn't even make sense anymore?
Yeah. No, he was stoked. This was
this
like
is
his
bad writing.
Yeah, this would be like me like showing off one of my first edition books. Like this was his favorite thing. He was this is my pedophile hunting crossbow.
Haunted by what? Did he say?
Probably, you know, not white blood. No, he just said it's a haunted crossbow. He like got it at like a fucking military auction or whatever. And he used it to hunt pedophiles. And he's like, I'm going to go out tonight. And I'm thinking, like, this is terrible. I'm very scared. And my buddy Donnie's like, let's fucking go, dude. Donnie Townsend. You know Donnie. We did a show together with him. And I was like, Donnie, no. And he's like, no, dude, let's go. So they, like, hop in his truck, and they're fucking rip into Minnesota to hunt pedophiles or whatever.
Do you get, like, pedophile camouflage and just wear, like, the beanie with the
Yeah, he was dressed like Amy, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all carrying balloon animals and like
giant lollipop.
A shirt made of otter pops.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's not just a kid.
Uh-huh. He put on his Epstein sweatpants. And he had an egg-shaped penis. So I'm like texting Donnie, like, dude, get back here. Like, what are you doing, you know? And Donnie's not answering because he's fucked up hunting pedophiles. And I pulled rank on him. I was like, dude, I'm the headliner. You're the feature. Like, you got to come back. I like demand that you come back. And then I passed out because the Percocet. And like woke up the next day to him, the skinhead cooking us breakfast. And they didn't get any.
Oh, man.
Huh.
Yeah. So, sorry, guys.
Were you going through your catalog of like, did I fuck a 17-year-old? Like,
yeah,
am
was
I
like,
good?
Yeah, I was definitely patting myself on the back. I was like, yeah, I fucked a couple kids. No, I didn't do that. It sucks when I look like this because I gotta be like, that's a joke, you know? Looks like it's in my wheelhouse, but no.
I just imagine the two of them in a deer blind outside of a playground just waiting with a crossbow.
Well, I was like, how do you know they're pedophiles? And he's like, I know. Which makes me think he's, you know, hunting his own or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But he had two, like, daughters that were very nice.
Oh.
Prussian blue?
What? Yeah, Prussian blue. Yeah, yeah, they were Seltzin blue, actually. Yeah, so that's my great story, apparently.
What's with the haunted farmhouse you grew up on?
I just grew up in Elizabeth, Colorado, home of the Cardinals. Class of 05, All-State, left tackle. Signed with CU Boulder, hurt my knee, couldn't go. So I grew up in this house that was built in like 1890, and people died in every room and were born in every room.
Really?
Yeah, my dad would always...
That cancels out.
Yeah, right. Well, they were baby ghosts. So
Did you experience anything?
Yeah, they tried to breastfeed. No. Yeah, I experienced shit all the time, dude. My dad would be like, all right, go downstairs and, like, you know, get me another Michelob or whatever. And, yeah, just fucking creaks and cracks and lights going on and off and shit like that. Weird figures in the windows. Very spooky.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did you say fingers or figures?
Figures.
Oh.
And they didn't have hands.
Fingers.
Yeah, they were fingerless figures.
Shit, man. How long did you live there?
My entire life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's living there now.
He's commuting in.
Yeah.
He's driving in for this.
1987 to 2005.
It's the old haunted farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
I'm not really a storytelling comic, so
no, I understand.
I'm bombing. But yeah, that was
spooky.
Me. Spooky.
Amy, did you grow up in a haunted farmhouse?
Oh, no.
Like you just dressed like you did.
Yeah. She grew up in a dollhouse.
Amy, where are you from? Portland?
I'm from the East Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right
no,
on.
Yeah, I'm East Bay white trash. We make them there. No, most of my monsters growing up were just from the Bible.
Oh, really? Did you grow up very religious?
No. Yes. Well, I raised myself religious. It's a weird. My sister and I just did it on our own. Kyle knows my brother. He's a heathen. He's never. Yeah. There was no religion in my family. We just took to it.
How did that come
about? Oh, really?
I think we were looking for adults who weren't drunk, and so we went to church.
You're like, I'm too happy and open-minded. Let's fix that.
Yeah. And
get
now
a little Jesus in our life.
Now I know it's like was probably generalized anxiety disorder from trauma, but I was obsessed with the second coming and the apocalypse. And I couldn't sleep. I didn't sleep like all through junior high and high school. I would stay up all night like ready to, for Jesus to come take me.
Revelations is the gnarliest book in the Bible.
It's so fucking scary. And yeah. then, you know, the beast.
I'm sorry, but I think maybe Deuteronomy is the fucking gnarliest book in the Bible. But go on, Dave.
That deserved so much more, and I don't even say that. The beast also, you know, the like seven-headed, ten-horned beast from the apocalypse.
How's
like,
that math work out?
I know.
That's like one and some horn got, per
yeah,
head.
I think he's got two main horns that maybe just like chill on his shoulders and then two on, yeah, I don't know.
Like Guar.
Yes, like Guar. Yeah. He's got spiky shoulders. But that beast during the apocalypse was going to come out of the sea, and I lived on a bay, so I just was scared all the time that in the middle of the night, you know, because it's always like, oh, Jesus will come back like a thief in the night. So I just never went to sleep, and then every morning I'm like, cool, I made it through again.
It's got a ham radio tuned into the Coast Guard channel every night.
I thought every noise was the apocalypse coming. I was also staying up all night watching Quantum Leap. But it was
what religion did you pick? Like, was it just
Free Will Baptist?
Free Will Baptist?
Free Will and Baptist.
Now, what does that mean?
It's a very small sect of the Baptist Church that's like obsessed with the idea of free will and basically like anything that you do is your own fault. But God loves you, but He's really scary.
Huh? Because free will kind of goes against Christianity.
I know.
Don't be thinking for yourself.
Very fire and brimstone, scary, like no, you know, can't watch movies, no secular music kind
really?
Of shit. Yeah, and I was a kid, I wasn't sinning. I was very good. I'm not now. But
just the idea, like, being raised with any religion, if you like, if you're a little kid, you're impressionable, and even just being raised Catholic, and then having somebody else throw on top, like, if you jerk off, grandma can see you from heaven. You're like,
you're like, you dirty.
How am I
grandma.
Ever supposed to have a healthy sex life going forward? And what's up with grandma being a fucking creep?
There's not much to do in heaven.
Yeah, hey, Nana, don't watch me beat off.
Yeah.
Plus, when you're.
My body's changing. I'm doing a lot of weird shit right now.
Once you get railed out by Clark Gable infinity times, like, I'm going to watch my kid discover his wang.
If you're staying up all night scared of the apocalypse, you know what's really comforting? Jerk him off.
Yeah.
I was just masturbating and watching Quantum Leap all night.
Been there.
Just fucking.
Oh, Bacula.
Scott Bacula.
Which was a God show, by the way. It was essentially a religious show. He was meddling. He was the original social justice warrior.
He was meddling.
He's a meddler. Yeah, it was that when, beast. I just was so convinced it was gonna like come up under the Golden Gate.
Just very cinematic.
I couldn't see from my house, by the way. And I just, yeah, I was terrified all the time.
How did you find the free will people? I never heard of this business.
Yeah.
Because they were a block away from our house. And they brought a van around to be like, we'll take your kids. And my dad was like, football's on Sunday, let's go.
I think the guy in Minnesota hunted that van down.
There's definitely some people from that church he should be hunting.
That was his white whale.
What broke you out of it? Like just getting older and experiencing things? Or did
Well, I went to Berkeley and I was learning, but I wanted to fuck my boyfriend. He was very cute.
He was hot.
That was most of it. He had a big old donger. He taught me about Wilco. And I was like, this doesn't feel sinful.
This
you
guy's
know?
Got a wallet mark in the front of his overalls.
And then when I was... And when I was 21, I tasted a Midori sour, and I was like, I'm a drinker now.
Midori sours and big dick folk listening boyfriends.
But I had the nightmares well into my 20s. Like, I still sometimes have apocalypse nightmares. It's a good time.
Oh, yeah, I still get the guilt hang up about everything in life. Like,
oh, yeah.
How dare you let it pursue your dreams?
Yeah.
You don't do that. No. Take a shit job and be unhappy like everyone else.
Yeah, we're having too much fun doing this. It does feel wrong sometimes, but...
Yeah.
Amy, what does the Bible say about the apocalypse as far as, like, what's going to trigger it? Aren't there some clues, like, if this happens and that happens, look out?
Yeah, so the first stage is that all the Christians go to heaven.
Uh-huh.
And your fear is, like, I don't want to be the one left behind, you know what I mean? Because you're like, I'm trying to do good, I think I'm saved. But then one day, every super Christian person you know is fucking gone, and you're like, shit. And then that happens for like a few years where it's just all the non-Christians hanging out on Earth.
That would rule.
Probably a pretty good time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, no. We're just at fucking gay bars, like getting abortions.
Oh, wow. Gay people don't get to go to heaven, huh?
The guy who mows his lawn at 6 a.m. every day is gone. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I'm glad that guy's gone.
Yeah, and then so there's a few phases, and then like you know, and then Jesus opens the seven seals, and then the four horsemen come, and they're fucking scary too. They each have a different obsession, you know. One's like, I'm the death horse, and one's just a conquest horse. One's just in charge of conquering shit.
And
so
pestilence?
They like wreak all the havoc. What
was pestilence? One of them too.
There's always pestilence. No, one's famine.
Famine.
Oh, the Bible loves a famine.
And one of them was just a show horse that got roped in. One was just the face of the group. One was just the lead singer.
Just a cute one for the bronies.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, in the next stages, you know, then the beasts appear and there's all different kinds of beasts and... It's and then the rest of us burn in hell after we have that great party.
So, like, the beasts run around the earth with all the non-Christians and torment them, is that right?
Yeah, there's torment for a while before we go to hell.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like, but by then it's too late. Like, this was what I was so scared of, because you can't get to that phase and then be like, oh, fuck, I got left behind. I'm sorry. I love you, Jesus. He's like, no, you're too late. And so you just have to suffer for a while alive on Earth.
Jesus was like, I was tricked once, never again. No.
It's terrifying. And they read this to children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned more about hell from, like, heavy metal than I did any Bible stuff. Like, hell's bad and you want to be nice. And then Iron Maiden's like, the number of the beast! I'm like, that might be kind of cool. I think it's probably...
Well, then in the late 80s, there's a lot of paranoia about technology, right? Because there was, like, the sign of the beast, and part of that was that we would all be, like, basically have a barcode on our forehead.
Oh, the satanic panic in the 80s.
Yeah, and so then they're like, oh, no, we're getting cell phones. What? Like, this is the sign. Everything is the sign.
Hell had a better soundtrack than heaven ever did.
Amy Grant.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from Mariah Carey, who is an angel, and... Has to be from heaven. I don't know.
Yeah,
ask me.
Definitely. Yeah, that batshit.
Yeah.
Right on.
Anyway, I'm doing great now. I still can't sleep. And that's why we do cocaine.
To not sleep?
Here's an excuse to not sleep.
I'm already up.
Chris, what about you? You're going to burn in hell? What's your deal?
I grew up in the spooky 80s, too.
Yeah?
I was all scared of stuff.
Where'd you grow up?
Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Okay, one person.
What part of town?
Inglewood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right on. How was that? The airport.
Oh, yeah, right under the flight path. It was beautiful, yeah. I grew up on the corner of Go Raiders and Fuck Haters, you know? Like it was beautiful. But it was scary because in the 80s, it was like, the devil is out to get you.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, I remember the smallest things were, like, I don't even remember, like, Dogtown skateboards.
Not as Coppice.
Not as Skatus. It's like, yeah. Not as is Satan backwards.
Yeah, and he's like, that's my real name. I'm from Lithuania or whatever. Like, no, you're from the devil, bro.
And so I always thought everything... There was even an episode of Chips that I remember. I don't know if you remember this episode of Chips where Donnie Most, this guy... I think it was Ralph Mouth.
I didn't know you were 54 years old, Chris.
I look like a tired 37-year-old, but I am 54 years old.
You guys remember that episode of Barney Miller when...
Remember Soap? No, yeah. I gave Alf his start. No.
Did you have like a lot of kidnapper fear in the?
Oh yeah.
I feel like California '80s was like someone's gonna fucking take me.
There was the blue kidnapper van. Did you have that urban legend that there was a? Blue
oh yeah, van? Yeah. Any van you stay away from.
And then always had Richard. They're
not all bad.
The Night Stalker.
Night Stalker. Yeah.
The Night Stalker was in our neighborhood.
Who got caught?
Oh yeah,
East,
LA
in
was
the
Night.
East Bay.
Yeah, but he was in around Inglewood, and
really?
So I was all spooked out. Like I couldn't sleep. One time I thought I saw the Pope in my closet. Like I was looking in the closet and there was like a weird thing and I was like, it's the Pope. And it's like this Catholic paranoia that I had. And it was spooky.
That the Pope would show up?
I don't know.
The leader?
The leader is just hiding there watching me sleep. And we had these goth cholas that lived down the street. And they looked like they were just like hot Edward Scissorhands or something. Edward Scissormanos or whatever. Or Beetlejuice, take your pick. And they would play Ouija board on the sidewalk, and they would just play out there, and they were all like, they had powdered makeup and the eyebrows and everything, and they'd be like, hey, come play the Ouija board. And I was like, no, 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 no. This is like fucking FaceTiming with the devil. Like, yeah. I don't want to do this. It's too scary. And they're like, oh, and they'd be playing. They'd tease me about it. They'd play with a little, whatever it's called, a planchette. I looked it up. Like, they would take the Ouija disc or whatever, and they'd be like, oh, the ghost, uh-oh, we got a spirit. It says, you're a little bitch, fool. Spirit says you're a bitch unless you play. And so I was scared all the time. And then my friend Carlos, he had an older brother named Walter. Mm. And he was like this weird guy.
Carlos and Walter.
And Walter. Yeah. Just like... Sure. Sounds like a shrimp restaurant. Come down to Carlos and Walter's here in Cancun or whatever. He was like he had like a jean jacket with a stony... He had a jean jacket on the back of it. It was Dr. Seuss smoking a joint. Oh. And
it was Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, Dr. Seuss. Oh, no, the Cat in the Hat. Sorry.
The Portrait of the Author.
Oh, sorry. Frankenstein's Monster or whatever. I get it. Books. And Walter kept on convincing me that my belongings were possessed by the devil. Like, he was like, oh, shit, your fucking garbage pail kids are possessed by the devil. He'd be like, see this one, Hot Scott? And it was like a devil named Scott. And he's like,
yeah, he's on fire. Yeah,
you're going to go to the devil. And I had a license to Ill Tape. It was my first tape ever.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Beastie Boys, right? And he was like, you're going to go to hell, dog.
It actually says eat me backwards on the airplane.
Yeah.
And it's really a joint.
Yeah, it's subliminal messages. And
That's the cassette that my mom made me take out on the driveway and beat with a hammer.
Yeah. I threw it in the street.
Beastie Boys sounds dirty. She made me destroy
She's
it with
like,
a hammer.
I hate Jews, actually. That's the truth of the matter. Three of them? Not rap music.
That's
parts.
A step too far already. Rap music's one thing, but made by Jews? Now we're not.
That's double trouble.
And I guarantee you my mom doesn't know what bestiality is, but beastie just sounds dirty.
You'd think someone from the South would love that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, Walter just kept on. He would like, they had a fireplace. He was like, we need to burn this stuff. So you need to give me this stuff and I'll do it. I'll just burn your belongings or whatever. And he was older and I was scared and I was like, here's my garbage pail, kids.
Aww.
And here's my... And then I totally forgot about this. And years later, like, I see Carlos and I see Walter, and Walter's been in jail.
You got soft robbed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was like, hey, Walter, remember when you told me your house was haunted and all this stuff, and you took my garbage pail kids and all this stuff, and you said you put my garbage pail kids and my license to Ill Tape in the fire? He was like, I was on heroin, bro. I just needed to sell stuff, and you were stupid. So I got took.
Oh man!
Did they have did they have in like the Latino community? Was it still? Did they have like the Santa de Muerte down there yet? Or when did that start popping?
Saint
up?
Of Death?
Yeah,
that's like pretty.
No,
new.
That shit
it was around.
I was in Mexico and my friend that lived down there was explaining to me, he's like, it used to be like the Virgin de Guadalupe or whatever, but then all the drug dealers started going to the Santa de Muerte because that's the god that says it's okay to kill your enemies. Yeah. And so I'm just like, we'll just take this one now. And it's a skull like holding a globe, and there's weird bodegas in L.A. that you'll go in, and you're like, oh, this maybe I'll get like a pop or something in here, and you go in, and it's just like bags of potions, and then that statue with dollars taped to it, like a creepy stripper.
I didn't grow up around Santa Muerte, but in the Cuban world, I'm Cuban, there was brujería and voodoo.
Yeah.
And that was, they have those same type of shops, you know? And I walked down the street with my very Cuban friend, and he's a santero. He does Santeria, you know, from Sublime. And he does practice Santeria, and he does not have a crystal ball. Or he does have a crystal ball. Anyway, so Julian's all into it. He had to wear all white for a year and steal a chicken when he was 12. Like, he had to do all the stuff. And I would call him up and be like, hey, you want to hang out? He's like, oh, I can't. My grandma's got to rub a coconut on my head tonight.
But how is that any weirder than, like, Catholic? Oh, you see this? It's the body of Christ. You're like, eat it.
Okay. Yeah. Eat it in front of everybody. But I was walking down the street with Julian, and Julian, he goes, oh, no, man, we got to cross the street. And I was like, why? He's like, I smell armadillo. Someone's trying to get killed. I don't know.
What
it was like,
mean?
There's, like, armadillo juice that you, like, you squirt on a tree, and then you kill one of your
armadillo juice?
I don't know.
What I'm part of the Santero. Armadillo does that come from?
I don't practice Santeria. I don't got
turns
no
out he doesn't have a crystal ball.
All my friends are on heroin. End of the story.
It was all drugs.
I like that. Like the fact that there is still snake handlers. I'm like, at least it's cool. Like, at least your religion's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, mine's like, oh, kneel, and this wine is the blood. And like, the guy's like, I want to prove that Jesus is real. I'm going to hold all these snakes. And they all get bit. And, like, it's never proved. But they're like, I'm going to do it again. Get a bag of snakes. We're going to church.
I think it's cool. It's cool to stick to Santeria if you also live in a big city. You know, you still got to, like, get on the bus and stuff. Like, it's really brave. I think it's cool. Mm-hmm. There's a woman under the table. You guys don't need to know about it. Yeah.
Way to go, Dave. My man, getting blown the whole time.
Got three people under the table right now.
No wonder you haven't been talking much. you've been going over baseball teams in your head.
I'm sure we stepped on a lot of toes with this one, so I don't know who we got on.
Oh, God.
I'm a quarter Mexican, dude.
Yeah? Which quarter?
Left leg. Yeah. Right testicle, though. And I had my cousins, because, like, my dad married, like, a redheaded white lady, and my aunt, my dad's sister, married Patricio Fernandez. So, like, me and my sister were, like, hella white, and then we had, like, Alita Elena, you know, and Sarah Elena for some reason. And they were also spooky goth cholos who would do this shit with the Ouija board.
Man, it became what I became attracted to.
And me too, brother.
The scarier the chola, I was like, I'm on board.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a thing. I moved to L.A. and like, there's so many emo Mexicans here. This is cool.
You're like, I love Morrissey too. This is awesome.
Yeah, they were like spooky goth cholas, but they love salt and pepper. So like, they didn't
best
have any
of both worlds.
Yeah, for sure.
That's Matt Bronger has a joke about being in a bar where he was like on a date with some girl just trying to stir shit, and there's all like the emo cholos there and everything, and this girl he's on a date with goes, you know, Morrissey's gay, and the one like stands up like, no, he's bisexual, man. My friend got beat up at a Morrissey concert. Like,
he's a pussy, but he still loves pussy, bro.
Yeah. He's just in touch with himself.
Do you know any other Bronger jokes?
Yeah, yeah, I know. He is good.
I know, they're so funny. Funny. They're very funny jokes. I don't know. Moving to LA and seeing like the emo cholo, like, I'm like, yeah.
You ever seen a cholo cry?
No.
I think you die if you see that. I think you get... Is that what armadillo juice comes from?
That's one of
the... It's Cholo Tears.
Once it connects with the teardrop tattoo, it unlocks...
That's one of the seven
special
seals.
Special realm.
They all cry one tear every 15 years, and it sticks. I like it because there's just shit that... I'm like, you only exist in California, and that's why it's so dope. I mean, you know, I'm a loyalist, obviously. But some people you meet, and you're like, oh, you must be from L.A.
I just like that, like, yeah, that... That, like, oh, Santeria. Boy, isn't that crazy and weird. It's like all the Italian kids I grew up with had more statues in their house than any museum I've ever been to. And even my friend who was Italian, like, they moved into a new house, and the first thing her dad did was put a fountain in the yard. And she's like, look at this Dago shit. We've been here 2 weeks. We got a fucking fountain already.
This whole podcast is going to have to go in the trash. No, I want to work.
She said it, and she's Italian. I'm just reading.
You can say Dago. It's the last amount of fun we get to have.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, really? This is the line you won't cross?
No, because it'll go away in 6 months, and then they'll be like, well, 6 months ago, you said.
Not going to get that Sebastian Maniscalco writing job.
You will get Mad TV, though.
I wish.
What? You guys are clapping for Mad TV?
Mothers Against Drunk Driving TV, you guys are clapping.
Yeah, I'm the Lady Will Sasso. Will Sassy.
Jill Sassy.
Well, guys, let's segue into some really important shit. Sam, where's the best green chili in Colorado?
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, man.
My grandpa made it.
Well, where's the best green
Elizabeth,
chili I
Colorado,
can buy?
Home of the Cardinals.
Home of the Cardinals.
Yeah. It has to be haunted to be delicious.
Commercial green chili.
The best green chili. This is going to be such a turning point.
Kevin
O'Brien's already given me the mean face.
By the way,
there.
What's the difference between Colorado green chili and New Mexico green chili?
Ours is edible. Ours is a stew that has like pork chunks in it, and there's just more of a condiment that goes on top of a burrito.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, ours is like a soup that we
good
can
save.
Eat with a spoon. Yeah.
Thought all of New Mexico was going to come beat your ass after that. I didn't realize
I
that
do
was
not
a
want to fight anyone from New Mexico. They're the scariest
Mark
people.
Mark Maron's going to be right over here. Yeah. Just throwing punches.
The gates.
He's going to unlock my gates. Yeah.
Where should I go before I leave town if I really want to get the good shit?
So I
had Taco El Taco de Mexico.
So I was going to say,
it was great.
If you go there, they put pumpkin seeds in theirs. It's very good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the best condiment green chili. I'll say if you want a bowl of green chili with a tortilla, go to City Grill. Or Capital Grill, I mean.
Okay. The lady under the table is screaming. Yeah.
The lady.
El Nopalito on Alameda?
I think I hear a ghost.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
There's a ghost.
It's the ghost of the New Mexican economy. Oh, no.
Now, Sam, is that something we can get year-round, or is that a seasonal thing?
No, you can get it year-round. But, I mean, I would if you're going to get green chili, I would just drive down to Trinidad and get some of the good shit for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, hey, if there's any New Mexico's people in here, congratulations on escaping that hellhole, first of all. And second of all, thank you for... giving us something to talk about culinarily.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay.
It's tough, though, dude, because it's everyone out here has their favorites, and they're all furious at me right now.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Brien, who weighs 98 pounds, thinks he's allowed to weigh in on this conversation.
Yeah, I don't want to hear a skinny guy's
no,
opinion on this
fucking
shit.
A hollow-bone scarecrow dick over there. Trying to be like, I know how to eat. My tongue works. No, you don't. You're stupid.
Personal.
It is. I think Los Delicias does a totally serviceable green chili.
What's the name of it?
La Beja does not have good green chili, but the best Mexican food is at La Beja.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Cool, cool.
I love it.
Right. Amy, what'd you eat growing up? What's the best thing you had in the East Bay?
I guess my mom's cooking, but I still love all, like... white trash, like, make a pot of beans. Eat that for 2 weeks.
English muffin pizza night.
With
make a
bread.
Pot of beans?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you a Civil
War Rockefellers?
I mean, yeah, put a nice ham hock in a pot of beans.
Oh, yeah. Ham hock and butter beans.
White beans, yeah. And then eat butter bread for too many days in a row and you don't ask questions.
What's butter bread? Just not toast?
Everything's hot butter bread.
It's Wonder Bread with butter on it.
So not toast.
Not toast. Yeah. Cold bread.
Did
yeah,
you
that's
have
important.
Did you have electricity?
Sometimes. I mean, not all of us. All, you know, some people lived in the garage. You got to rig something up to have light out there.
Goddamn hot plate lit my mattress on fire again.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, they make a mean, my mom and aunts make a mean chow chow. That's, like, the best. I still have some in my fridge my grandma made, and she's been dead for 4 years.
That's what like giardiniera, right? It's just pickled stuff?
It's, yeah, it's green tomatoes and cabbage, like, all pickled with spices, and you can put it on literally everything. Hot yeah. dogs, soup, put it on the beans. If you're rich that week. It's so good.
So you got a jar of frozen fart rocket fuel from your dead grandma in the fridge?
Oh, it is not good for your butt. I'll tell you that much. I mean, my grandma must have been farting a lot. She's probably still farting down in hell right now.
That's how.
But it's so hot, no one notices.
Smells extra bad today.
Chris, why is Cuban food so underrated? Nobody talks about Cuban food. There's I fucking you, love it.
Really? Not, you don't hang out with around. Joey Diaz enough.
Yeah. I don't hang out with Cubans enough.
Are you hanging out with Joey Diaz a lot?
No.
Oh, fuck.
No.
That'd be...
He did give me the only recommendation for a Cuban restaurant in L.A.
What
that I've
it?
Had. In Atwater. Have you been to that place?
That place yeah. sucks, dude.
Is it bad?
He's what's like, a good spot in L.A.?
It's okay. It's
hell
okay.
yeah.
Let's go,
let's go over local L.A. restaurants for this Denver crowd.
Do you guys know Havana Mania in North Redondo Beach?
Well, what is the best?
Chris,
no,
did,
it's,
did,
that place is
all
right.
Did your mom cook a lot of good stuff?
Yeah, but my parents worked all the time, so I had a lot of, like, Vienna sausage.
I've heard this about Cuban food and why it's maligned and almost a forgotten food culture is because when people escaped Cuba, they were very excited to assimilate and become American, that they were like, we're not going to eat the food that we ate there.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true, Chris?
Not in my experience.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Actual Cuban guy? Is that true? Not at all. No, not at all.
Don't ask.
I am a quarter Mexican.
This American life. And, no, I'm just kidding.
But if you're down in Florida and stuff,
no,
like it's
Florida
the
and, New, and New York, New Jersey, and California have most Cuban food. In between, I had Cuban food in Utah one time.
Ugh.
And it was like
gross.
Mayonnaise with rice and red beans or something. Like, it was not
oh,
the
you
right
mean what
thing.
Amy ate on her birthday growing up?
We're having some Cuban chow chow tonight.
They put a candle in it, Sam.
Well, Sam, is Colorado known for anything food-wise other than green chili?
We eat a lot of pussy.
Yeah.
Oh no, guys, no.
Open up the flaps.
Come on, Kyle, relax. You're Catholic. Open up. There's already a lady under the table for the past hour.
Nah, dude, I mean, green chili, we stole that from down south. No.
No.
We have great beef here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I ate a whole pizza over the course of a day because I stayed in my hotel room. I ate it like a buffalo.
There you go.
What do you mean?
Well, I just kept, by, like, I'm going to make sure I consume the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
And so I just went back to it
Dave,
over the
you
course
should go,
of 24 hours.
You should go to the Buckhorn Exchange, dog.
What's that?
They got weird, fucked up meat over there, man.
Okay.
It's
I'll
right up
that.
Your alley, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got like they like you can bring in though you can bring in your own like venison and they'll clean it and cook
you
it
a big
for
glass
you.
Of armadillo juice.
Okay.
Yeah,
right on.
Yeah, Buckhorn Exchange is right by the Osage can, light rail station.
Take your haunted crossbow out, kill a pedophile, bring him in. They'll clean him up.
Have you been to that?
We're having pedophile burgers tonight.
Have you been to that Bass Pro Shop with the bar inside or whatever?
Where?
In I've Memphis? Been drunk at a Bass
here,
Pro
right?
Shop, but I don't know if that's the same thing.
I'm
Bass
not allowed
Pro
in
shop.
Any Bass Pro Shops.
Because of the glasses?
Yeah.
Y'all got tarp?
Wait, there's a Bass Shop?
You say it's
bar?
Singularly, like it comes off a roll and yeah. you just cut off as much as you need.
I need a length of tarp.
In Denver?
There's a giant Bass Pro Shop over by the Improv.
Oh, they're all giant.
Oh, I don't work there. I work Comedy Works.
And then there's a bar.
There is that huge Bass Pro Shop over there. I don't chill up there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyone been there?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
How was it?
How's the bar?
Okay, yeah, so there you go.
Were you going there for things that Bass Pro Shop should have had and didn't?
They went there for margaritas.
Yeah.
You used to work
at Bass Pro Shop?
What were you, the gar wrangler?
Footwear. Footwear?
Yeah, all right.
Bunch of guys trying out mutters.
Let's talk some local folklore real quick. Sam, you know about Cheeseman Park? Am I pronouncing that right?
That's where I go to cruise.
Yeah? Seriously? You guys know about Cheeseman Park?
That's where the boys are. Yeah, there's a bunch of bodies buried up there. Yeah. They keep finding bones.
What a fucking crazy story.
Why are people digging in the park? That's what I want to know.
For those of you who don't know, in the 1800s, Cheeseman Park, how far is that from here? That's
Cheeseman Park
far.
Is, hold miles. On. It is 14 blocks that way and 17 blocks that way.
The quick, the Reader's Digest version. You're accurate. I bet that's for real. It's King of Denver right there. In the 1800s, it was a cemetery, but in 1890, the city voted to turn it into a park, so they hired this crusty old undertaker, this guy named E.P. McGovern, to dig up and
E.P. McGovern?
E.P. McGovern. They hired him to dig up and relocate about 4,300 bodies.
They hired one guy named Extended Play McGovern to move
4,300 bodies. McGovern's contract was, he was paid by the body. He was paid $1.90 per coffin. So he came up with this sinister plan to make some more money. McGovern allegedly, he dismembered a lot of the bodies and put random body parts into multiple coffins so he would make more money. And soon the body parts were just scattered everywhere.
That's just smart business.
And they pulled him off the gig after he removed about 1,000 bodies. And instead of hiring somebody else, they just pulled up the headstones. And now there's like 3,000 bodies.
Yeah.
Just in the bottom of Cheeseman Park. Hey, you know, let's go get our cardio
the
in.
The scariest thing that lives in Cheeseman Park, though.
What's that?
T.J. Miller.
Oh, I'm not touching that one.
Oh, keep him away from that crossbow guy.
His parents live at 12th and Humboldt.
Do they really?
Live in what?
12th and Humboldt. They're the mansion on the corner. Check it out.
Go knock on the door.
Spilling all the beans.
Yeah, it's a beautiful home. No, but dude, my mom...
The social security number is 827.
It would actually be 524 because he's born in Colorado, but... So...
Wait, social security numbers are correlated to where you...
You can tell where somebody was born based
that's
on
why yours is sausage.
Sausage, mayonnaise, me and my dad don't communicate emotionally.
Yeah. Go Sox.
Dash 42.
My mom had a stroke, so she can't like talk that good. But she like lived near Cheeseman, and she was trying to tell me that story. But the way she communicated it was, bones, 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 bones.
She big said, David Boreanaz fan too. I get it. What?
Yeah, so my mom just said bones for like 7 minutes until she finally wrote it down.
Man, Colorado's weird. You guys are fucking weird. Did you know this? Here's a fun fact. The federal government owns more than 1/3 of the land in Colorado.
Yeah, you should look up Nevada, dude. I think it's like 90%.
I don't trust that. That's not good.
No.
That's not good. You got the fucking Cheyenne Mountain. God knows what's going on there.
Great Zoo. That's what's going on there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I love this great state.
Denver International Airport.
Very spooky.
You buy into any of that shit?
Nah, dude. I'm not an idiot.
No? Yeah. There's a lot of shit going on there, man.
Yeah. It's a great airport. It's great. The train goes right there. 10:50 a ride. Check it out.
I think it's just some curious murals.
Well,
that's
now they're leaning into it. Have you guys seen the airport now where they're like, are we building a
Yeah, they're
home?
Leaning in. Yeah. They're joking. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good for great. Them. Good mm-hmm. for them.
What's the lore about the horse?
The horse fell on the guy who made it.
Yeah, it killed the creator, yeah.
And that horse has a big old dick under there.
Yeah.
Big old blue dick attached to that.
Like solid. My high school boyfriend.
Yeah, the horse also loves Wilco.
If you go by at night, you can hear Handshake Drugs playing from inside of it, real quiet like.
Yeah, dude, the horse fell on the dude and crushed him and killed him.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
A lot of fucking tunnels and shit under there.
Yeah, it looks like a swastika from up top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't trust any of you guys.
It also, it came in like, I think, $100 million over budget, and no one knows why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Centennial State.
We'll find out one day.
No, we won't. Yeah. They killed Epstein in front of us. There's no rules anymore. We're never figuring out anything, dude. We're through the looking glass. That's why we have to have fun and giggle.
What if they hired your guy to do that?
My guy?
Yeah, your Nazi pedophile hunter.
Oh, dude, that would have been a good booking. That would have been sick.
They yeah. sent him in all prison break style.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they snuck him in.
He would have been so nervous.
Yeah, definitely.
That's his big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the golden goat. Great strain, indigenous to Colorado.
Well, Dave, do you have any more slightly researched facts about Colorado?
I do. I do, Kyle.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys already knew this, but did you know that Denver lays claim to the invention of the cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Didn't invent the cheeseburger per se. It was it trademarked the cheeseburger. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Guy named
after Cheeseman Park.
Louis Blast.
March 5th, burger buried under all that cheese.
1935. He trademarked the cheeseburger, which he served at his Humpty Dumpty restaurant at 2776 North Spear Boulevard. It's now a bank.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We also invented the boot that goes on the car and the four-way crosswalk.
Right on.
Yeah, the Barnes Dance.
Wait, the same guy?
No.
Yeah. He really got around.
I sell my cheeseburger, I put a boot on their car, and then by the time the tow truck, they're hungry again, they come back in and get another cheeseburger. It's good business.
Guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Sam, what do you got to plug, buddy? Where can we find you on social media? What do you got coming up?
You can find me at Sam Talent on Instagram, and you can see me opening for Old Canaan over here in the Midwest in November.
You're all over the place, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're a fucking road dog.
Yeah. Oh, JJ's Bohemia, Chattanooga, November 14th. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the 15th. Pensacola, Florida, the 15th.
Right on.
Yeah, I'll be in Chicago a lot, too.
That's where we met, in Pensacola.
Yes, sir.
We got double booked, Sam and I. Yeah. And we're like, let's join forces.
It's like, we have this terrible gig. Let's put two headliners on it.
Amy, where can we find you?
I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri, I guess. I don't know.
Could be Kansas.
Specify.
Yeah.
On October 2nd, and I'll be in Portland headlining Helium on October 16th. And
nice.
Then that whole weekend featuring for Bronger. Who with the jokes?
He's got a great joke about Morrissey that I told you.
And yeah, just follow me on Twitter, Amy Miller. I'll put all my shows up there.
Right on. Chris, what you got going on, bud?
My podcast is called Scattered, and it comes out on October 23rd on public radio. And it's about
National Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Yeah.
And it's called about Scattered. My beautiful dead dad. So tune in.
I thought it was about the way I like my hash browns at Waffle House.
I like it. Chris, aren't you doing something else? You writing on a show or something?
Yeah, I'm writing on Mystery Glacius on Netflix.
Okay, Netflix.
That's it. You
I'm
just write on it and act
write
in it.
I'm a little recurring character.
Right on.
Yeah. Well,
Chris also has one of my favorite jokes of all time, which is that La Bamba joke, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That La Bamba joke.
Do you have a show tonight here?
I'm a captain.
At 8 at Mutiny.
I'll be on that show, too.
Oh, nice.
So everybody that's here, go to that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck all fantasy there. Everything. All right, don't go to that show.
Those guys are a bunch of money. Jerks.
Yeah,
bunch of rich assholes. The one guy won an Emmy. Won't shut the fuck up about it.
And then tried to flip you over in a porta potty last night.
Tried to dump me out of a porta potty.
Whoever put that note in that golem's
Jewish
mouth?
Jewish showbiz bully, that Ian Carmel.
Kyle, anything to plug? Where are you going?
Oh,
you got dates. You got dates. KyleCanade.com.
They'll look it up.
All right, well, that's it, guys. That's all you get.
Dave? Okay, that's Dave, it. Do you have anything to plug?
No, I got nothing.
All right.
That wasn't a ploy to plug my shit.
I tried to be respectful of
you. Don't worry about me.
What happened to that lady that was sitting there yelling stuff at us?
I don't know. She made it very clear that it's okay. She's the owner or the manager.
She is. Hey, take care of the bar staff, you animals. Take care of them.
Guys, we got our new T-shirt in the back. All right. Got a hot new Boogie Monster T-shirt. Grab that shit.
This is not exciting to listen to.
Yeah, I know. But there's still human beings in the building.
Yeah, so I know. And they're tired.
I'm addressing them as well. Guys, thank you so much for coming out.
Everybody. Have a great night.
Give it up for our guests, Chris Garcia, Amy Miller, Sam Talent. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Hey, hang out. All Fantasy Everything is right here after this. Hang out for that. David Borey, Elizabeth, Colorado, home of the Cardinals.
The Boogie Monster.
Network.